Just several verses from the Gospel of John for our scripture reading, and then one verse from 1 John. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John chapter 5, verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. John chapter 6, verse 47. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Heavenly Father, thank you that your word is so very clear on this subject of eternal life, justification. You make it very clear that believing alone in the person of Jesus only brings eternal life. And so, Lord, as we continue to develop our thoughts about faith and what it is today, give to us an understanding of these clear statements. Give to those who are already saved great encouragement today and great thoughts about what they can and should say to those who are lost and need Jesus. And Lord, we pray for any today who have not yet believed upon Jesus for their eternal life, that in hearing these things, your Holy Spirit might give to them faith and they might believe. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, last time we began to look at what is faith, and you'll recall that we were in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. Without reviewing all of that, let's just be reminded this morning of some synonymous terms that we looked at for the words that are here in Hebrews 11, 1 through 3. For the noun faith, and you remember in Hebrews 11, 1, that's the first appearance of it. Now, faith is. Faith, pistis, And the synonyms we looked at were belief, trust, reliance, confidence in, certainty. So now faith is, or we could say now belief is, or now trust is, now reliance is, now confidence in is, now certainty is. And then some relative terms that are not necessarily synonyms, but they're here in Hebrews 11, 1 through 3. Substance, or essence, or reality. All of those are various translations of what you see there as assurance in the New American Standard. So assurance, substance, essence, reality, or, as we said last week, title deed. The title deed. And then the conviction of things not seen. Conviction or evidence or proof. All of those were words that we looked at last time. By the way, if something is a legitimate synonym, you ought to be able to substitute it for the word faith, and it should make perfect sense. Okay? Synonyms for the verb believe, pistuo, to have faith in, consider to be true, or agree, or trust, or rely upon, or have confidence in. So those are synonyms for believe. So in some of what we look at this morning, you ought to be able to plug those synonyms in, and they should make sense. If you plug something else in, it won't make sense. Okay? Now we saw last time that in a very general sense, everyone uses faith. Faith in something or in someone. Everyone uses faith in order to know or experience anything. Remember, we illustrated that with 1 + 1 = 2. Okay? In order to know that 1 + 1 = 2, you have to believe what 1 is. You have to believe in addition. And then you have to believe what 2 is. Okay? So there are actually several things you believe. You could say, by faith, you believe those in order to know something. Okay? You also know that if somebody says 1 + 1 = 5, there's something that they're not believing correctly, or else they have a very wrong motive. in what they're doing. Okay? We illustrated it last time. If you know how to brush your teeth, there are certain things you believe. If you know how to drive your car, maybe you drove your car here this morning. There are certain things you believed in order to drive your car here. When you sat in your seat, there are some things you believed, right? You believed, okay, that's the seat. I think that's the spot where I'm going to sit. And I trust that when I sit there, that's going to hold me up. Looks like so far it's working, right? Okay? So you believe those things in order to know. You could believe that someone will catch you if you fall. Okay, what does that mean? That means you're trusting that person to catch you if you would fall down the steps, fall, whatever. So everybody uses faith for something. Now, let's begin to build upon that this morning with some further clarifications about faith. Faith is believing for something. Faith is believing for some kind of result. If there was no result, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't need to believe it. Okay? It's believing for something. You might believe that 1 + 1 = 2 in order to pass your math test. Okay? And if you believe that, then what? You get the result. You pass the math test. If you write down 1 + 1 = 5, you should get that marked wrong on your test. Although there are teachers today that won't mark it wrong. Okay, but you should get it marked wrong because it's wrong. You're believing for something. Maybe you believe 1 + 1 = 2 because you want to get something. Maybe you believe 1 + 1 = 5 because you want to get something. Say, okay, Pastor Keith, here's $1. I'll give you $1. Here's another dollar. I'll give you 1 + $1. Now, Pastor Keith, you give me a $5 bill. Okay? Now, do you know what I'm going to say? No. You know, if you give me 1 + $1, I will give you $2. But I'm not going to give you $5. Well, Pastor Keith, I thought you were a nice guy and that you were generous. Okay? And if I had said, if you will trust me for $5, I will give it to you, and you trusted me, then I would give you $5. But you know what? If you try to cheat me, say, here's 1 + 1, now give me 5, you're not trusting me, you're cheating me. Okay? So, you're believing for something. In that case, for $5. It's an important question, who do I believe in, or what do I believe in? But it's also an important question, what am I believing for? What am I believing for? Very important question. We mentioned the fairy tale, Peter Pan kind of faith. So you can all sing the song, I believe I can fly. Okay? And what? If I believe it, here's the result I want. Flying. Okay? So, believing for something, a result. So faith is believing for something, and faith is either valid or invalid depending on the validity of the object of faith. Faith is not valid or invalid based on the amount of faith or the intensity of faith or the sincerity of faith. It's based on the object of faith. So it's either valid or invalid. So you sat in the seat. Sitting in the seat, an act of faith, is valid or invalid depending on what? The seat. The quality of the seat. Okay? If somebody had sneaked in the middle of the night and taken all of the support pieces out from under the seats in the night and maybe had dried out the glue and some things like that, some of you might have sat on the seat and the seat would not have held you up. It would have given way. That didn't happen. I don't know if you checked that out before you sat down this morning or not. But your faith in the seat was valid because the seat is sound and it is holding you up. Some of you recall, I've used this illustration many times in the past. You can be wanting to cross a pond in the winter time, and one person looks at it and says, oh, look, there's ice on the pond. I can go across. But the ice is less than half an inch thick, and you don't check it out and test it, but you say, I have lots of faith, and I'm really sincere in my faith that that less than half an inch of ice will hold me up if I step out and walk across the pond. How's that going to work for you? Okay. On the other hand, if the ice is a foot and a half or 2 feet thick, and you say, well, I don't think I have very much faith that that will hold me if I go across, but I'll try it anyway. Do you know what? Even though it doesn't seem to you like very much faith, it's still valid, isn't it? Because it will hold you up. The validity is based on the object, not on the faith itself. Way back when I was a college student in West Virginia, we used to go hiking to some places. One of them was Elkins Rock, where you could kind of do some rock climbing there. By the way, the top of Elkins Rock has since then fallen off, so you can't do it the same way anymore. But to get there, we would go. There was a parking lot in the state park, and then we would have to walk down a trail. And you had to cross a creek to get across and then hike up and get to where the rock was and do your thing. Well, some of us had done that a number of times over the years, and this particular day we were there. And we came, there was a rope bridge across the creek. It was about 30 feet above the creek. And this particular day, there was a sign in front of the rope bridge that said, danger. Okay? And so you could tell the rope bridge was getting a little bit rickety and all that. The other guys that I was with said to themselves, okay, but we've done this before and it doesn't really look so bad. So we have faith. We're going to go across the rope bridge. I said, you know what? I'm not. I'm going to walk the 30 feet down the path along the side, walk across the rocks in the creek, get to the other side, walk the 30 feet up on the other side and get there. And they started mocking me. What, don't you have any faith? Don't you have any faith? I said, yes, I have faith. I have faith that that path will hold me up, and that those rocks will hold me up, and that I will get to the other side. I do not have faith in that rickety old bridge. I do have faith in the sign that says danger. Ah ha ha, we're going to do it. And they did it. They crossed, and thankfully they got across safely to the other side. So did I. Just took me a little longer. And for about the next 2 hours, they just mocked me. you don't have any faith. We went, did our rock climbing. Several hours later, we came back and going to cross back to our car. As we approached that same spot, emergency vehicle lights were flashing. The park rangers were there. Somebody during that time had tried to cross that bridge, it let loose, came down, and they fell 30 feet, hit their head on a rock, and were killed. Okay? But I want to tell you, my friends didn't mock me after that. Okay? And that time around, they all had to walk across the creek to get back to the car. Okay? The faith doesn't depend on how much you believe it. It depends on the validity of the object of it. So, faith in itself cannot save eternally. I know you want to say, well, we're saved by faith. Yeah, but faith in and of itself cannot save. Only the valid object of faith, in this case, Jesus, can eternally save. Now listen, faith and saving faith are not different kinds of faith. Faith and saving faith are not different qualities of faith. Faith and saving faith are faith, but in different objects and for different results. Okay? Faith can be faith in 1 plus 1. Faith can be faith in crossing a bridge or sitting in a seat. But saving faith is faith in Jesus. He's the object. Faith might be sitting in the seat, say, well, what's the result so I can rest or be comfortable or whatever, okay? But saving faith is so that you can be saved, have eternal life, have forgiveness of your sins, have justification, the righteousness of God applied to you. Their faith in differing objects for differing results. 1 plus 1 equals 2 is real faith, and it is valid faith, but it is not saving faith. Believing 1 plus 1 equals 2 will not get you to heaven. Okay? Say, but I have faith. Yeah, but. All right? Believing in your solid seat today is real faith, and it's valid faith, but it's not saving faith. Sitting in the seat doesn't get you to heaven. Okay? It's not saving faith, but it is real and it is valid. Faith and saving faith aren't different kinds of faith. They're not different qualities of faith. They are faith in different objects and with different results. Okay, now I've used this term, saving faith. And I use it because a lot of people use it. The term saving faith probably is a valid term, even though you won't see a verse in the Bible that says saving faith. But you will see verses that have faith and salvation together in the same verse. For example, Acts chapter 16, verses 30 and 31. The Philippian jailer came, said to Paul and Silas, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said what? "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved." Okay? That's saving faith, isn't it? Believe in the Lord Jesus, you'll be saved. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. "For by grace you have been saved through faith." Is that about being saved? Yes. You're saved through faith. So this is saving faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. "The message preached to those who believed." To those who believe. Salvation comes through the message preached to save those who believe. Saving faith. Now, saving faith, we've already introduced this. Saving faith is believing Jesus, the valid object, for salvation, the sufficient result. Saving faith is believing Jesus for salvation. And as we will see coming up in a number of verses, more often the words that are used are eternal life or justification or righteousness. Justification and righteousness are the same word in Greek. Justification, righteousness, or forgiveness of sins. So you believe Jesus for eternal life. You believe Jesus for justification. You believe Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. All of that is believing Jesus for salvation. Okay, that's what saving faith is. Now, saving faith is not, okay, here's something it's not. Saving faith is not believing in anything or anyone else, or anything or anyone else in addition to Jesus for salvation. Okay? Anything else, anyone else, or anything or anyone in addition to would be an invalid object of faith. Remember Acts chapter 4, verse 12. There is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Right? Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Faith in your own works will not save you. Faith in your own religion will not save you. You say, but that's my faith. Okay, but it doesn't matter. So then what? You have faith in your faith. But your faith is an invalid object for salvation. Faith in your faith will not save you. Say, but I'm very sincere. It doesn't matter. Your sincerity does not matter. All that matters is the validity of the object. Okay? Faith in Muhammad, in the principles of the Quran, will not save you. Why? They are the invalid object. Say, but all those people, they really mean it. They're so sincere. Yeah, they're so sincere. They have lots of faith. Maybe they do. But you know what? It won't save them. Why? Because the only valid object of salvation is Jesus. That's it. Say, but I was this, I went through this church tradition, I did this in the church, I went to this church, I did this. Okay, but no church can save you. Only Jesus. No organization can save you. No philosophy can save you. No idea can save you. A person must save you. The person is Jesus. That's it. Believing in anything or anyone else, or say, well, I believe in Jesus, but I believe I have to do good works too. Okay, then you're not saved. Because salvation is not faith in Jesus plus works. It's faith in Jesus alone. Okay. Well, I believe in Jesus, but I believe in all kinds of other things too. Okay, but that's not salvation. Faith in Jesus only, not anything or anyone else or anything in addition to Jesus. That's an invalid object. And saving faith is not believing in Jesus for something other than salvation. Okay, say, I believe in Jesus, but I believe in Jesus for money. I believe in Jesus for my healing, for miracles, or whatever. Do you know, there are examples like this in your Bible. In John chapter 2, verses 23 through 25, at Jesus' first Passover of his ministry, there were those that because of Jesus' miracles, signs which he did, were believing. Many believed in his name, observing the signs that he was doing. But notice the next statement. But Jesus, on his part, was not entrusting himself. It's the same word for believe. So they were believing, but Jesus was not believing in them. He was not entrusting himself to them. Now, were they believing in Jesus for salvation? Doesn't look like it. They were believing in Jesus for miracles. Okay. Were these people saved? Okay, I'm not going to judge their motives. Maybe some of them were believing Jesus for salvation and were saved. But obviously some of them were not and were not saved. So, believing, say, I believe that Jesus can do miracles. Okay, you know what? I believe that too. But that's not what saves me. Okay? John chapter 6, verses 60 through 66. There were some people who believed Jesus to get food. To get food. They had seen him feed the 5,000. So now they're following him around everywhere. And John 6 actually says they were followers of Jesus. Do you know, you can be a Jesus follower and not be saved. You know that? Becoming a Christ follower doesn't equal believing. Do you know that? There were people like that in John 6 who did it. And so Jesus had said to them, you must believe. And they said, this is a difficult statement. Who can listen to it? Jesus, conscious that his disciples grumbled at this, said to them, does this cause you to stumble? What then if you see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words I've spoken to you are spirit, are life. But there are some of you who do not believe. They were following him to get food. They believed that he could give them food because they'd seen him do it already. But they were not believing him for everlasting life. And so they quit following him. They quit. Being a disciple doesn't make you saved. Being a Christ follower doesn't make you saved. Believing Jesus for salvation does. Say, well, I remember this time I trusted the Lord and he gave me food and all that. Okay, you know what? I've had some times like that in my life too, where the Lord has especially provided for me. But that is not what saved me. Believing Jesus for eternal life saves you. Not believing Jesus for food. Not believing Jesus for a miracle. Say, well, healing. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. There were these 10 lepers. They all were believing Jesus for healing. They cried out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And Jesus healed all of them. If you believe in Jesus for healing, that can bring you healing. But that doesn't bring you salvation. It doesn't bring you eternal life. But there was one out of those 10 who came back, said thank you, and that one had obviously believed Jesus not only for healing, but for salvation, because Jesus said, stand up and go, your faith has made you well. 10 of them believed in Jesus for healing. Only one of them believed in Jesus for salvation. Does that make a difference? It does. Because people will tell me all kinds of stories. Well, I know I'm saved because God protected me in a car wreck 10 years ago. Okay. But is that what saved you? Well, I was saved from the car wreck. Okay, but were you saved and given eternal life by that? Now, all of those things, miracles, food, healing, protection, all of that can be included in your salvation. But you have to have the salvation first in order for them to be included in that. So, let's look at a number of verses, scriptural proof for saving faith. John 3:16. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Okay? Is there faith? Yes. Is there the valid object? Yes. In him, Jesus. Is there the sufficient result? Yes, eternal life. So you believe in Jesus for eternal life. And you have it. You don't perish. John chapter 5, verse 24. Believes him who sent me. Is there faith? Yes. Believes. Is there a valid object? Yes. Him, the Father, who sent me, the Son, Jesus. Believe in Jesus, the Father, sent Jesus, has eternal life. So there's faith, there's the valid object, and there's the sufficient result, eternal life. John chapter 6, verse 47, which, by the way, is one of the verses that Jesus said to that food-hungry people that were following him. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life." Now, in that context, that's an amazing statement. It doesn't say, he who believes has all the bread and all the food he wants. No. He who believes has miracles. No. He who believes has what? Eternal life. Eternal life. Acts chapter 10, verse 43. Prophets bear witness that through his name, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins. You believe Jesus for forgiveness of sins? What do you have? Forgiveness of sins. Acts chapter 13, verses 38 and 39. Let it be known to you, brethren, that through him forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and through him everyone who believes is freed from all things from which you could not be freed through the law of Moses. Forgiveness of sins, being freed from those things. Sins, freed from the law. How does that happen? Believe. Everyone who believes. Romans chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. The righteousness of God, or we could say justification, the righteousness of God through what? Faith in whom? Jesus Christ. For all those who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned. Therefore, for all, there is only one way to be saved, and that is by faith, believing in Jesus for justification. The righteousness of God. That's it. If all are sinners, then all must be saved the same way. Believing. Romans 3:28. We maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Justified by faith alone, apart from works, apart from any kind of works, including law works. Apart from works, faith alone. Romans chapter 4, verse 5. To the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness or justification. Faith only. Believing, real faith, in him, valid object, for righteousness or justification, sufficient result. First John chapter 5. First John chapter 5, starting in verse 10. The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony, the valid history, the evidence, the witness in himself. The one who believes. The one who does not believe has made him, God, a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. Okay? If you don't believe that Jesus is the only way of salvation and believe upon him, you are saying that God lied. Because that's what God says. Okay? Verse 11. The testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life. Okay? You don't earn eternal life. You don't work for it. It's what? Given to you. God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son, Jesus. So, verse 12, he who has the Son has the life, eternal life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. If you have Jesus, you have eternal life. If you do not have Jesus, you do not have eternal life. That's just clearly what it says. Verse 13. These things I have written to you who what? Believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have what? Eternal life. If you believe, you know. Believe Jesus, you know what? You have eternal life. Okay? This is no more complicated than 1 + 1 = 2. You believe Jesus for eternal life, you what? You have it. Okay. That is saving faith. Saving faith, the difference between faith and saving faith is not, well, okay, you say you believe this, but did you really mean it? Okay, well, did you believe it or not? But did you really mean it? Well, of course, I believe it. Well, believe it harder. You realize you can't do that, and even if you could, it doesn't matter. Well, believe it more. What does that mean? What does that do? You either believe Jesus or you don't. You either trust Jesus or you don't. You either have eternal life or you don't. So when you're trying to explain this to unsaved people, be this clear. Be this simple. Don't use traditional Christian-sounding words. Use the words the Bible uses. Tell people the Word of God. That's the gospel. The other words you use to amplify it aren't the gospel. We'll talk about that in weeks to come. Saving faith. Heavenly Father, thank you for the clarity of your word. And Lord, now as there are many here across this room today who have believed, trusted Jesus only for their salvation, I rejoice with them. Lord, maybe there's somebody here who even thought that they were saved, but they realized they never really believed Jesus for it. They trusted something else. Maybe their church membership, maybe something else they've done. Lord, work in them and cause them today to believe and trust only Jesus, and then they will have the forgiveness of their sins, eternal life. And so, Lord, we pray for this and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.